Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Way in night. Tonight's question steps on the scale. The number that comes back is not a number. It is a woman standing in her own living room, choosing again. 15 wisdom traditions are in the back, warming up, and one of them is about to tell you what she's actually doing, whether she likes it or not. This is the godshow.us. One question. Many traditions. No easy exits.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. You can find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and learn your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: why does my friend keep choosing the harder version of her marriage when the easier one is right there? The word doing all the work in that sentence is choosing. Because choosing implies she could stop, that she sees both doors, evaluates them, and picks the one that costs more. But what if choosing isn't the right word at all? What if some people aren't selecting a version of their marriage the way you'd pick a seat on a plane? They're enacting something older, something that doesn't ask permission first. Why does my friend keep choosing the harder version of her marriage when the easier one is right there? Buddhism goes straight for the body before it touches the mind. It says, look at how she holds her shoulders when she talks about trying harder. That particular bracing, like she's preparing for something that hasn't landed yet. Buddhism's read is that what she feels in those moments isn't love's effort. It's the hum of a self being proven. The sensation of, I am the one who endured this, which is its own quiet addiction. She's not saving the marriage. She's saving the version of herself that the marriage will eventually confirm.
That's a brutal diagnosis, and it might be exactly right. But Stoicism has a different problem with her. It's not that she's addicted to difficulty. It's that she's called her refusal to decide something noble. Stoicism says she won't exercise the one faculty that's entirely hers, her judgment. Not about him, not about the pattern, her assent to the pattern. That's the whole list of what she controls right now. She's handed it back every morning.
And existentialism actually defends her for that, which I did not expect. Sartre's move is, the easier marriage asks nothing of her. A self that never strains against anything, hasn't simplified its life, it's quietly vacated it. The harder marriage is the one where she still exists inside it, so she's not confused she's choosing authorship over comfort. Those two traditions are looking at the exact same woman and seeing opposite problems.
That's the split that actually matters in this episode. Buddhism says the difficulty is ego fuel masquerading as love. Existentialism says the difficulty is proof she hasn't disappeared into the wallpaper yet. You cannot hold both. If you feel aligned with the Buddhist read, you probably think she needs to examine what the struggle is doing for her self-image. If the existentialist framing hits closer, you probably think her friend asking this question is the one who needs to sit down.
Zen actually says exactly that. It points straight at the person asking. It says, you've heard the sound the easier marriage makes in the room when no one's speaking. That's why you're here asking me instead of her. Sufism takes a different angle. It says she's not choosing the harder marriage, she's choosing the door, and the door happens to be on fire. Something in her already knows the easy version is a wall, painted to look like sky. She's tasted actual open air once. She can't unknow it. And the pop culture oracle gave us a Britain's Got Talent freeze frame. Your friend pressing the golden buzzer for herself after the brutal judge already sent her home. She walked back into the arena where something genuine might happen. That's not damage, that's an audition. Nobody in the tradition pile agreed on whether she's brave or stuck. Buddhism says stuck. Existentialism says brave. Zen says you're the one with the question. Maybe that's the answer. Come back tomorrow when we've got another one.
Welcome back to the scale. Tonight's number came back as still deciding. The questioner stepped off, towel around its neck, water in hand. And the traditions in that back room splintered badly enough that the weigh-in has no clean result to post. She is either the bravest person in the building or the most committed to her own story. And no scale in existence tells the difference. Neither can you. Neither perhaps can she. If this show is how you think through the questions nobody else will touch, support the free daily run at thegodshow.us. Questions in 15 traditions. No paywall. Every single day. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on The God Show's Question of the Day.